In an admission that constituted a violation of the separation of powers outlined in the U.S. Constitution, CIA Director John Brennan issued an apology to the U.S. Senate Intelligence Committee on July 31st, disclosing that his employees had spied on Intelligence Committee staffers who had been investigating the CIA's role in torture of U.S.-held detainees. Last March, Intelligence Committee Chair Dianne Feinstein of California had accused the CIA of spying on the Senate, charges that Brennan at the time had vehemently denied. The CIA Inspector General issued a report that found 10 CIA staff had improperly accessed or caused access to computers being used in the Senate committee's investigation of torture. The report further found that CIA security officers involved conducted keyword searches of Senate staffers' emails. The report did not reveal which CIA administrators had ordered the surveillance or when senior staff had been informed of the breach. Bipartisan anger greeted revelations about CIA surveillance of Senate staff, leading two members of the Intelligence Committee to call for CIA Director Brennan's resignation. But President Obama, through his press secretary, stated that the White House still had great confidence in Brennan's leadership. Your reporter spoke with Mel Goodman, director of the National Security Project at the Center for International Policy, who served as an analyst with the CIA for 24 years. Here, Goodman assesses the significance of CIA espionage targeting the Senate and the importance of releasing the Intelligence Committee's 6,200-page report on the agency's role in the torture of U.S.-held detainees during the Bush presidency.
Well, it's extremely important. It's not only a violation of law, it's a violation of the Constitution. It's not only a covert action against the Congress, it's a covert operation that was conducted against the very Congressional Oversight Committee that was created in 1976 in the wake of the Church Committee hearings because of CIA violations of law during Vietnam and the COINTEL program and the violations of people's mail and rights and the break-ins at various institutions. So here we have, several decades later, the CIA involved in measures that included secret prisons, erroneous detentions, torture, and abuse, renditions and extraordinary renditions, turning people who they pulled off the streets of Europe and the Middle East over to foreign intelligence services, knowing they would be tortured. Foreign intelligence services such as the one in Syria, for example. So in 2009, Senator Dianne Feinstein, the chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee, who's been an extremely weak and feckless chairman, did finally ask for documents so they could study the problem of detentions, interrogations, to see if there was indeed torture and abuse. I don't think the CIA wanted to cooperate, so what they did was to overwhelm the committee, at least they thought they would overwhelm the committee, by providing millions and millions of pages of documents and internal reports and field reports that really documented the extensive measures, the torture and abuse that were being undertaken in secret prisons in Eastern Europe, in Southeast Asia, in Afghanistan. And I think at some point, because the CIA had been monitoring this activity, they provided the location for the Senate Intelligence Committee to work in. They wouldn't allow the Intelligence Committee to take this documentation to their offices on the Hill. My guess is they had been monitoring this activity right along and discovered that they turned over documents that they hadn't intended to turn over that really made a strong case about torture and abuse that started before the memos were written at the Department of Justice, and torture and abuse that then went beyond the requirements that were set out by the Justice Department by lawyers such as John Bybee and others. They used assumed identities to break into these computers. They not only broke into the Senate committee files, but they started monitoring emails of staffers. And what the Senate committee had learned was that, yes, this torture and abuse was extensive. It was sadistic. But more importantly, that the White House had been lied to by the CIA. The Congress had been lied to by the CIA. The American people had been lied to by the CIA about whether or not this torture and abuse was really effective. It turns out nothing was really learned that led to any real knowledge, operational knowledge, and there was nothing learned from torture and abuse that couldn't have been picked up with more legitimate schemes of collecting intelligence and eliciting information.
It appears that U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder, his response is that no investigation of the CIA will be conducted.
Eric Holder has been extremely weak on all of these national security issues from the very beginning, and particularly with regard to the CIA. The Republicans actually have not been helpful up to now because they didn't even take part in the Senate Intelligence Committee's investigation that produced a 6,000-page report and a 600-page executive summary, which we're now waiting for now that it's been declassified. If John Brennan did not know about this activity, it clearly demonstrates that he's lost control of his agency that he was sent out there to direct. I find it very hard to believe that lawyers of the CIA were involved without the director and the leading officials of the CIA knowing.
What is it that Americans should be demanding in terms of release of this 6,200-page report on U.S. torture in the post-9/11 years? And what action do you think Americans should take on the basis of the law-breaking, both U.S. law and international law, in terms of this horrendously abusive behavior towards many suspects and innocent parties who are caught up in this wave of lawlessness?
Well, at the very least, Americans should be calling the representatives. You know, I talk to a lot of staffers about this, and they claim that one of the reasons why their principals, whether they're senators or representatives, vote the way they do, is they have a free vote in a sense that the constituents rarely call about foreign policy matters. They call about domestic matters and domestic politics, but not about national security and foreign policy, and certainly not about intelligence matters. But they should be calling their congressmen. They should be calling their senators. They should be demanding the release of this report. They should be demanding real change at the Central Intelligence Agency. They should be demanding genuine leadership and not an apparatchik such as John Brennan. This is an institution that needs adult supervision. And until we get a reexamination of the entire architecture of national security, we're going to find out that these crimes are going to be committed within just about every administration. You know, it started with Eisenhower, and I don't think you can cite a president where there wasn't serious law-breaking by the CIA that was endorsed or orchestrated or conceptualized at the National Security Council or at the White House itself. And this is what has to change.
That was Mel Goodman, a former CIA analyst and director of the National Security Project at the Center for International Policy. Goodman's most recent book is titled National Insecurity, The Cost of American Militarism. For more news and commentary on the investigation into CIA torture, visit our Between the Lines website at btlonline.org.